is TJ Riggins Overtime.
Lindsay, if a stranger came up to you, let's say it's in the grocery store, and said, "Hey, I'm sorry, I just couldn't help but notice, but I really, really love your Botox. Where do you get it done?" Do you find that to be a little off-putting since you don't know the person?
Yes, because okay. I don't know the person and they don't know that I get it.
Yep. So it's not good to compliment somebody's Botox job they've got.
Yeah, unless we're friends, yeah.
Okay. So I guess it'd be the same thing if they're complimenting like fillers or, you know, any other procedure that you've had done. Because then it makes you feel like, okay, well, it's obvious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, nothing subtle about
right.
this.
Right. Who's your plastic surgeon?
Yeah. Oh, God. Or if they say, "I'm sorry, I can't understand you. Your lips are too swollen." Would that be insulting?
Yeah, a little bit.
This is TJ Riggins Overtime. This is TJ Riggins Overtime.
So there is this article out, and the headline, I think, is kind of interesting. Mental load privilege is real, and mostly men benefit from it.
Of course.
And this woman named Katie wrote this long article. She said, "It's a perpetual problem in my household when it comes down to the mental load. I carry the brunt of it because I'm doing all the household management, dishes, organizing, all that kind of stuff. Everything that comes with being a mom, daughter signups, doctor appointments, car maintenance, all that's on me. There's just so much that has to be done. And it's overwhelming, but I get it done, or it won't get done, or it won't get done at all. Most men have mental load privilege in the home," is what one expert says. So I kind of agree with that. In the home.
Right.
Dad has different stress in his life that's going to work, typically, if we're talking about the traditional roles of men and women in households. Dad goes to work, mom stays home, takes care of the kids.
His mental load outside the house is what
his we're mental
saying.
Load is yeah, outside of the
I
house.
I get that. Yeah, totally. Mm-hmm.
So she has that mental load outside the home, mental load
privilege. Maybe.
I hate calling it that. I mean, I get what she's saying, but
it's a lot of words to describe.
Privilege. I mean, yeah, it's
with buzzwords plugged in.
Yeah,
absolutely. The mental load of managing a home refers to the behind the scenes work that's happening.
I want to know TJ's opinion on this because I can just see. I think you can tell.
I mean, yeah. Okay. But see, mainly, I think the problem is that when couples constantly try to find a way to compete with each other instead of working together. For example, sitting around and saying, "He's got a better thing than I do going here. He's got it better than I do." Instead of looking at it like we're blessed to have each other and he's got a good job and I get to stay and take care of our kids and run the home as if the way I see fit. And I love him. He loves me. We have a warm. Instead of looking at things like that, you're just constantly looking at it like, "Oh, he's getting over on me. Mm-hmm. Where's mine? He's so privileged. I've got it worse than he does." That's what causes so many problems in marriages. And it comes from outside sources who are trying to break down the traditions of U.S. America, starting with the family. That's the biggest enemy of the media and all. To change our culture is to break down the family unit. And when you're constantly planting these seeds out there, that's when you end up with this, you know, getting mad at the husband because he's got mental privilege, mental load privilege.
I do have a question. Are you taking clients? I needed to hear that today, and you're my therapist, you know? Sometimes I'm like, I do everything. You know, you get in those, but it's great point. Mm-hmm. I think you need to be a therapist, is what I'm saying. Yeah.
This person said, "Most men don't know about this because the invisible labor of managing a home is unknown to them. They don't understand what goes in behind the scenes." So
yeah, but she doesn't understand what goes into his. You know, you could go the whole shebang.
But I bet he understands more than she does.
Really?
Because she's probably telling him what all goes on and what happens and what goes into managing a home. More so than he's telling her the details about what goes on in managing what he does at work.
Yeah.
And she's not probably telling him, she's telling him.
Yeah.
She's telling him.
Right.
I do this and I do this, you know.
I never expected this topic to turn out so ugly.
Of course not.
This is TJ Riggins Overtime. Get TJ Riggins Overtime anytime at the new TJRiggins.com homepage.
So one of the items on Taco Bell's value menu is called the Cheesy Double Beef Burrito. It costs $2.79. And a very popular item. Here's how it's described. Double the seasoned beef. It's got a little asterisk next to that. Seasoned rice, nacho cheese, fiesta strips, reduced fat sour cream, and a three cheese blend wrapped in a warm flour tortilla. And then the other asterisk. It says, as compared to a crunchy taco. So double the seasoned beef as compared to the crunchy taco. Well, I'm sorry, Taco Bell. This is a burrito. It's not the same thing.
Yeah.
What is that supposed to mean?
I don't even get it.
Double the beef compared to the taco. Well, it's a burrito.
Yeah.
You can't do that. You can't do that.
No.
So you're supposed to double the beef as opposed to the burrito.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's right. Why it's called the double beef burrito.
Yeah.
Compared to the taco.
Welcome to the new TJ Riggins Overtime. Get TJ Riggins Overtime anytime at the new TJRiggins.com homepage.
I hate to sound like an old meanie or a curmudgeon. Yeah, it's always a good word. I like curmudgeon. The word curmudgeon. I hate to sound like a curmudgeon, especially after the last segment that Riggins came in starting crap with. But two of the things that I put myself out there for ridicule on by speaking the truth and saying that they're overrated are coming together now. Okay. Let me explain. I have always said that Wendy's Frosty is overrated.
Yeah.
Completely overrated as ice cream, soft serve ice cream goes. I don't get all the hype. It's not bad. Mm-hmm. I don't hate it. It's still delicious, but it's not what most people who like it put it out there to be. Oh, a Frosty. Only thing I would get at Wendy's is a Frosty. I love the Frosty.
Yeah.
Well, the other thing that I always say is not what it's cracked up to be as far as quality and all are Girl Scout cookies.
Yep.
And I think some people are being able to get brave enough to step out there with me and say that now after I've taken the arrows for so many years. Never said don't give money to the Girl Scouts. Never said don't buy Girl Scout cookies. All I've ever said is stop pretending like they're so delicious. They're such wonderful cookies because they're not. Mm-mm. They're average at best.
Yeah.
So I heard a rumor that they're now going to have Thin Mint Frosties at Wendy's.
I heard that. I could be persuaded to eat that. Absolutely.
Would I try it? Sure. But people are going to go above and beyond on that. You're right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So would that be a Girl Scout fundraiser if they're hooking up with Wendy's to do that? Or
I don't know.
Because Wendy's, would they give all the money that they make from that to the Girl Scouts or however? Because the percentage that goes to the Girl Scouts of those cookies is not what you would think it would be. It's a lower percentage than most people would imagine. Isn't it? And we know that.
I think we had talked about that one year.
I'd heard that.
But they do have other partnerships with ice cream. I know you see like Thin Mint ice cream, Breyers or something. So they do these partnerships, and I guess it must be lucrative for mm-hmm. them. It must get something.
Yeah.
I've got to talk to the head of the Girl Scouts of America. Okay. I have a bone to pick with you. You can make so much more money. Let me guide you. Cool. Get those mm-hmm. cookies out of here. Burn all the cookies, first off. Let's start selling something that people enjoy. And I mean truly enjoy.
Well, they sell a ton of the cookies, so somebody's buying them.
Because people feel bad. Because the little girl with braces and bangs knocks on my door, and I get them. But I don't like them.
Oh, my God. That would be a great name for a morning show, wouldn't it? Braces and bangs braces in the morning. Braces and bangs in the morning.
Oh, that's what we heard out of that. But it's true. Let me talk to this lady or man.
Well, I mean, they're making a lot of money, and
but
people, I think, Lindsay, have really convinced themselves that these are the cookies are that delicious.
Have they?
Which I don't get it.
I got this text message on Saturday from my sister-in-law. Hey, my niece, put her name in there, is selling Girl Scout cookies, and it's the last couple of days to pre-order. What is it, like a new Kanye West ticket. Album? I mean, what are you talking about?
You got to get in line. Go wait in line outside of the Girl Scout headquarters.
Taylor Swift book with right, the album.
It's an air tour. I got to pre-order the cookies.
Get TJ Riggins Overtime anytime at the new TJRiggins.com homepage. You can watch TJ Riggins Overtime anytime at the homepage, TJRiggins.com.
So, Lindsay, it's Thursday of this week that you and your husband have to go back to see, get the results of your daughter's kindergarten tryout, right?
Tomorrow.
Oh, it is tomorrow?
Uh-huh, Tuesday.
Ooh. Oh, okay. I thought it was Thursday. Wow. Mm-mm. Are you nervous?
Yeah.
So, last week, her daughter went for an observation playing with other kids, and then the results are tomorrow to find out if she made it into regular kindergarten.
And my friend has already been to her parent one, and she told me about it. It's hardcore, so.
What? Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
Did your friend's kid make it?
Well, they don't know yet, but they got told what she missed on her questions.
Oh.
You're not going to like that.
Mm-mm. Come at me.
I think that's what it's set up to do, is come at you.
Yeah, yep.
Well, I think good luck.
Thanks.
Welcome to the new TJ Riggins Overtime. Miss something? The TJ Riggins Show, Extra Funny, TJ Riggins Overtime, and everything you love is now easier than ever to find at the homepage of TJRiggins.com.
So this woman wrote on Reddit, she said, my husband has always been bothered by our kids being naked. They're what they call a naked house.
Oh.
And it's not for the parents. I guess it's just for the kids. Like, they're not, they don't call them nudists. Naturists.
Yeah.
Which is, you're a nudist. Sorry. Yeah. I mean, if you don't like putting on clothes, you're a nudist. That's what we call you.
Yeah.
In a fetish.
Yeah. I mean, I know you always say that it is a fetish thing, but this is different because it's just the kids, but I still think it's weird. And apparently the dad is not.
And how old are the kids?
Four and I think two.
That's asking two. Somebody to pee on my couch. Like, what are you doing?
What's the point?
Don't normally ask people to pee on your couch.
That's just asking.
Come on, make yourself at home. Pee on the couch.
I can't even do that when I'm potty. You know, they say to, when you're potty training to leave them naked. I can't even do that.
Yeah.
Because it's not right to me.
Yeah.
It's a big hippie feel to that, I think.
Absolutely. She said, if my four-year-old daughter gets out of shower and run around naked, he'll get mad and tell her to put some clothes on. It's like, I think I would have reacted the exact same way. Go put some clothes on. You're now old enough to sort of get yourself dressed. Go put some clothes on.
When you have windows in your house and you probably have neighbors, like, you know, and people are weird these days.
Yeah. But I wouldn't freak out about a 4-year old running around and getting out of the shower and wanting to play and taking off running or whatever.
Four?
No.
Yeah, no.
Hey, come on, you got to get some clothes on, girl. Get in here, laugh and play with them, that sort of thing. But she's acting like her husband freaks out about it.
He will get angry at her and tell her, he did say angry.
Yeah, come
on. And for a little bit, I mean, staying naked all day, that's a different.
Sure.
You know.
Mm. A lot of people say that it's unsanitary, blank. I don't have to question whether a bear butt has been on my pillow that day when I go to bed.
Yeah.
I get that too. But is there any time you've got a 4 and a 2-year-old? Is there a time when they're just running around butt naked?
I mean, they have before, like what TJ said, maybe out of the tub or whatever. I mean, but not for long stints.
Yeah.
And I definitely don't do it when we're potty training because that's just asking, like I said, somebody to pee.
Somebody to pee. Has that happened before? Like somebody peed on the couch?
Yes. Yes.
Just sitting there and just, oh my God.
We were potty training my daughter, and she would not stop playing to go poop or pee. And she told me straight up, I'm not going to stop playing to go poop. So couldn't keep her naked for long.
No.
Because she would just go, that's just how she is.
Yeah. Like mother, like daughter.
Yeah.
You can watch TJ Riggins Overtime anytime at the homepage, TJRiggins.com. You can watch TJ Riggins Overtime anytime at the homepage, TJRiggins.com.
An amazing story out of Zimbabwe. A 7-year-old survived 7 days in a what they call lion-infested game park and had multiple face-to-face encounters with wild lions. This kid, 7, was digging up holes in the dirt to find underwater groundwater. or groundwater rather, to stay hydrated. But he survived it, and he said it was absolutely terrifying. But the lions seemed to treat him with some sort of, you know, kid gloves, so to speak.
Wow, he's seven.
He's years
smart.
Old. Super smart, and is grateful to be home.
Yeah.
The craziest thing.
When my kids were seven, I mean, I think Jody was still carrying them downstairs to get them ready for school.
Get TJ Riggins Overtime anytime at the new TJRiggins.com homepage.